Today's country and your all-time favorite, Study 5-1, the Bull. Rob gets in the bullpen, and joining me here in the bullpen for our community conversation this morning, we welcome back Iowa State Trooper Tom Williams joining me. Tom, thanks for taking the time to join us for this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we are going to be heading into a new month for the month of April, and this is something that is especially important not only for all ages, but I think for the younger gap of the state of Iowa as well. Let's go ahead and talk about it. What do you have, Tom?
Okay. So April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. We're going to be conducting our STEP program, which stands for Special Traffic Enforcement Program, from April 3rd through the 10th.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be focusing on the distracted driver.
This is very important stuff here, and just to kind of go down the list here, starting with probably the biggest question is, what is considered distracted driving?
Distracted driving simply is anything that takes your mind off what it should be focused on, and that's driving. Obviously, the main thing we're looking for is the cell phone, texting, things like that, any electronic communication device. But a distraction is anything that takes your mind off driving. So it could be literally anything.
So what is the driver's personal responsibility?
The driver's personal responsibility is to focus on driving. Put the phone down. Don't be texting. Don't be talking. If you're on, if you're talking to somebody, use hands-free, which, my opinion, is still a distraction, but it's better than, multitasking with something in your hand when both hands should be on the wheel, right?
Right, exactly. And there are devices that are built into many of today's vehicles, but not necessarily so for some of the older ones like GPS. They have the ability where you can talk into the dash while driving. Yep. There.
Yep.
There's buttons for that.
There's Bluetooth. You can get your mounts for your phone. There's several things that you can use.
Yep. And according to what I've seen on, this is coming from Commissioner's office here, Iowa's distracted driving law, it's probably the same as it is countrywide when it comes to the law, right? It's just the main focus here is to not have any distractions, correct?
Correct, yep. The distraction law came into effect July 1st of 2017, so it's been around a little bit now. We don't have to have any other reason to stop you other than the fact that we think that you're texting on your phone, you're reading, writing, or sending a message.
So. Yeah. Speaking with Iowa State Trooper Tom Williams joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, talking about Distracted Driving Month that is on the horizon here for the month of April. You've talked about the STEP program here, and when it comes to, especially among the younger drivers, it just simply comes down to, we can't do two things at once while we're driving.
Is that right? We can't. And as far as the younger drivers, they're inexperienced. They haven't had a lot of time on the road, and the number of fatality crashes, which I'm going to talk about next month, between 14 and 19-year-olds is really eye-opening. It's staggering.
How much more than it is as opposed to, like, your average age driver?
In 2022, and I'm going to talk about this next month, in 2022, we were at a 9-year high for fatalities involving drivers between 14 and 19-year-old. That doesn't mean that they were actually the ones killed, but they were involved in that fatal accident somehow.
Exponentially higher.
Yes. The driver, the permit holder, 14 to 16-year-olders, old people, made up 42.2% of those people involved in those fatality accidents from the 14 to 19-year-olds.
Way too many.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to trying to prevent any further fatalities, now, what's part of the solution here? Where do we end this whole distracted driving? How do we solve this?
Education and enforcement. But And I have my own theories on that, which I don't know that I can get into that because it's my opinion right now. I can't prove it, but we need to get kids to understand that they need to be focused on driving and not, you know, again, there's more than just texting, but when they're in their car with their friends, doing things like that, they need to stay off the phone. They need to learn to talk to their friends without turning around looking at them, right? There's so many things that distract young people. We just need to get them educated and get them focused on driving.
Speaking with Iowa State Trooper Tom Williams joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, talking about Distracted Driving Month that will be a part of April, and again, the STEP program that you guys have. Once again, could you just restate what STEP is going to be about?
Yep. STEP, again, it's Special Traffic Enforcement Program for the month of April. It's the 3rd through the 10th, and we're going to be focusing on the distracted driver, and that's going to be a statewide program involving not only the State Patrol, but also your sheriff's offices and police departments. And so it's statewide. We're just going to be focused on people that are distracted when they're driving. We encourage drivers to use hands-free if they're going to be talking on the phone, and just focus on the task, which is driving.
A very popular mission statement for all of Iowa here is what's called Put It Down. And that is just, like you said, just simply put the phone away, stay completely off the road when it comes to texting or taking phone calls and that sort of thing.
Yep. Just focus on driving and put your phone down.
Okay, for further information.
Yep. So for further information, you can go to the GTSB website. You can follow me on Twitter, Trooper Tom Williams at TrooperTom209, or you can get on the Iowa State Patrol Facebook page.
Okay, well, sounds good. Any final words before we part ways, Tom?
Just we're coming into spring. The weather's getting nice. There's going to be more people traveling. Again, an accident can happen in a split second, and your life can change, and it could change in an instant. We need to be focused on what we're doing, and that's driving. Be prepared. Expect the unexpected. You know, people aren't watching out for other people, so you need to do that.
Right? And that's especially important with now the farms getting ready.
Absolutely.
As we're getting into, more importantly, the farm safety end of things when it comes to on the major roadways.
You know, slow-moving vehicles, tractors, pulling, you know, their discs or their hose or their planters or whatever. And if we're on our phone, we pop that hill and we're looking down, we don't see that tractor going at 15 miles an hour. You know, it's going to be a bad day.
Scan the horizons.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tom, thanks a lot for joining me today and talking about more about STEP and Distracted Driving Month for the month of April. And we will be going further, of course, into next month about other things to focus on as we get into the spring season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 8:14 here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull.